Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Daily Dose of Internet. I'm your host, Ellie, and today we're going to be talking about thrifting. I really hope you guys will enjoy this video. Also, at the end of the video, I'm going to be talking about a giveaway that I will do soon if we can hit 10,000 listens on this episode. So make sure you guys go and share this with all your friends. And yeah, let's get into the video. Okay guys, so thrifting is the best way to find special items for a fraction of the price. This can either be done online or in store. And to start us off, I'm going to be talking about how you can do it in store. Here are a few tips that can get you through. Okay, tip number one is to make sure that you guys go right before it closes. Don't go 10 minutes before if you're going to be doing extreme shopping. I'm talking about an hour to 30 minutes before they close. This is when workers and employees add more items for the next day into their store. They usually add these around the 30-minute mark, so you can find some really good items around this time. I would not be so set on trying to find one singular item. I'd keep your look for broad, and that way if you find something that's pretty close to the item you were looking for, you can still get it for a really good price. Also, a lot of people, what they do is they do this trick and then they go sell it for three times more and make really good cash. So either if it's not in your size or it's just not what you were looking for, if you could still get it and sell it, and it could be something for someone else was looking for. And that's why online thrifting is also really good. The only thing about online thrifting, it is really difficult to find what you're looking for. It is way easier if you go in store. It is a little difficult, but you can also trust it also. But online, it's really difficult because you can't trust people if they don't have good reviews, if they're only selling one item. It's sketchy. It's more sketchy because they're giving you the way that you can give them your information. And if you do this, you're giving your information to a stranger. So make sure you guys are very careful about online thrifting. Otherwise, if you find a store near you, you can go thrift, but I'd say go right about they're about to close. They have really good brands like Urban Outfitters, Lululemon, whatever you guys like. Those are kind of the only few things that are coming off the top of my head. So yeah, if you would like something from a thrift store, make sure you guys go around the closing time, then going in the middle of the day or in the morning. Even though the morning can be a good, but that's usually when everyone goes because it's the beginning of the day and people can go shopping. But if you went at night the day before, you can get way better items. So yeah. Okay, so online shopping is a little more different. This can either be done on Instagram, Poshmark, or any sort of hand-me-up store online. What you want to do for this is, as I said, make sure they have a few reviews. If not, it usually means they're just starting out. But make sure that you contact them, talk to them for a bit before putting yourself at risk. If you put this, make sure, be very cautious on what you're giving them, what information you're putting out there. And also, make sure you guys get some information to see if anyone else has talked to them or contacted them. Just make sure you do your research before you buy. But also, there is a lot of people that are just starting out, and you can find some really good deals from people that do not have a lot of good deals. Just make sure that you are very cautious. Okay, step number two is when you are searching online for certain stuff, make sure your text is very broad, like the brand or the type of outfit or clothing or accessory it is, or just anything in general. Make sure it's the type. For me, I do a lot of thrifting on Lululemon, so Swiftie tops, I put in Swiftie. I do not do blue size 4 like, make sure it is very big, because a lot of people don't put the exact, like, name that you are looking for under the thing. It's usually just a very broad thing. That way they get more views. So make sure you don't put in just one singular item. Make sure it's very big and broad. And yeah, that's how you can get more. You can also find something that you weren't really expecting to find when thrifting online. It's also, you can do it all from home, so you can do it anywhere, and it's super easy. So yeah, if you want to find something that you couldn't find in store, make sure you go online and you search up very broad. And make sure you also be a very wide side range. Do not buy a size that's smaller, but also they could have put in the wrong size. As when someone says medium, it could be a small, it could be a large. It really just depends. You got to make sure that you get your exact size. But also, they could say something totally different than the size it is. So just make sure that you guys are aware that you might not be getting the exact fit in your item. Okay, so now I'm going to be talking to you guys about my giveaway and my main goal for this podcast. For this podcast, we are trying to hit 10,000 views in the next month to get a huge giveaway with gift cards and all the stuff you guys want. Please tell me down in the comments what you guys would like in the giveaway, but I'm talking it's going to be huge. But this will be the kickoff giveaway. I will be doing a lot of giveaways for you guys. That way you guys can get more, because usually on either social media in general, it's really, really difficult to win a giveaway. But if I'm going to be doing giveaways like once a month, that way you guys have a better chance of winning, because I would really enjoy, like, for you guys to listen and get some information, and then also might be getting a prize at the end. So thank you guys so much for supporting me. Also, don't mind my past videos. I'm just keeping them up. That way, if you guys want to go back, for my listeners that have been here since the beginning, if you guys want to go back and listen to some of my old ones, you guys can totally can. They're still up. You guys can still listen to them. But you guys can also listen to this. So thank you guys so much for listening to this video. I'm sorry that it was shorter. I didn't really plan it out. I didn't do enough research for this video. I kind of just gave you guys little tips. But please, please try these tips when you guys do this. Make sure that, like, you're going at the right time. Make sure that they have a few recommendations. But yeah, please, please, please follow these tips. And I hope they helped. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.